Last weekend, Mulberry Mountain sounded like this. This weekend, it will sound more like this.
We got winners, we got losers, chain smokers.
On the heels of a very muddy 10th anniversary of the Wakarusa Music Festival, event organizers have prepared for the inaugural Thunder on the Mountain Country Music Festival. The events were scheduled barely a week apart, and organizers only had a few days between the end of Wakarusa and the start of Thunder on the Mountain to prepare. Festival director Brett Moseman says it's not unusual for festivals to be scheduled close together.
It was always our idea to work off of the infrastructure that was here. You know, you set up the fence lines once and the porta potties and the stages, and in theory, you're doing half the work for each festival. You only have to build both once and you only have to tear both down once. So that was the idea. It's, a pattern that's been used in Coachella to Stagecoach, for instance. So it's not an uncommon idea necessarily. I guess now that you think about it, Stagecoach probably doesn't get 7 or 8 extreme thunderstorms in the desert.
Mulberry Mountain was the site of a number of storms last week. Brett says a big issue they anticipated was getting all of the trash and campers gone in a timely manner. But the weather complicated the cleanup process.
Because of the weather, we have had 100 other issues. You know, we've started really mid last week when the rain first started. We started our emergency preparedness and reclamation plan that has included buying dozens and dozens of dump truck loads of gravel and mulch and straw, and applying all those. And, you know, starting Monday morning, we were tilling the mud to help it dry out, and we'll come back over with gravel and straw, all to make it look pretty for Thunder on the Mountain.
Brett says he's really proud of his staff, who has been working 18-hour days. Brett says Wakarusa had record attendance, and he estimates well over 20,000 people attended the festival. Unfortunately, many of these concert-goers left behind several items damaged by the weather that Brett and his crew had to pick up.
We've had to bring in several more vehicles, you know, heavy machinery for trash. And, you know, one just very small sidebar, you know, there are literally 500 to 1,000 of those pop-up tent frames out in the field that just got mangled like a paperclip that typically people pack up and put it back in their trunk and we don't have to pick up. And frankly, they're quite unruly. You know, there's hundreds and hundreds of shoes lodged in the mud, and those all have to be picked up. And so, you know, the cleanup effort was, you know, 4 or 5-fold more than normal. And yet here it is Tuesday afternoon, and I'm looking at clean green fields out at Mulberry Mountain.
Musical performances at Thunder on the Mountain begin today and continue throughout the weekend. Backroad Anthem is a local band participating in the festival. The group recently visited the Furman Garner Performance Studio, and that interview was heard on an earlier edition of Ozarks at Large. During their visit, they played another song that was not included in the earlier broadcast.
All right, here we go. Yeah, this is called Farmtown Get Down, and it's more of our party song, so hope you like it. If you're looking for a good time, baby, right here's where to be. No better feeling in this life than being young and free. It's gonna be a farm town, get down, dancing on truck tailgates. A boot shaking earthquake and sipping up a good old time. Y'all ready for this? Let's go!
That was Back Road Anthem inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio. You can find out more about Mulberry Mountain's inaugural Country Music Festival at thunderonthemountain.com.